Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is John 1:29-34. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verses 29-34. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I was talking about when I said, 'A man is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me.' I did not recognize him as the Messiah, but I have been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John testified, "I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon him. I didn't know he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, 'The one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the chosen one of God." My theme for reflection is living in the light of truth and humility. Living in the light of truth and humility. Reflecting on John 1:29-34 invites us into a deeper understanding of how we perceive and project the essence of our faith. John the Baptist stands as a compelling figure, not only in his role as the forerunner of Christ, but also in the way he exemplifies true humility and unwavering faith. Consider how others view us in our walk with God. John the Baptist, in his unshakable certainty, declares, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." His declaration is more than a mere introduction. It is a profound acknowledgement of Jesus' divine mission and identity. John sees beyond the physical appearance of Jesus to recognize the eternal significance of his presence. He understands that Jesus surpasses the constraints of time and space, embodying a purpose far greater than any human understanding. This recognition brings us to the heart of John's character, his humility and lack of jealousy. Despite his own significant role as the forerunner of Christ, John is keenly aware that his purpose is to point to someone greater than himself. My dear friends, John's testimony about Jesus is rooted in two profound truths: the certainty of his belief and the purity of his intentions. He knows what he proclaims is true, and his heart is free from jealousy. In a world where self-promotion is often valued over self-effacement, John stands as a countercultural icon of humility and spiritual clarity. There are two questions for reflection. One, how are we embodying the humility and truthfulness of John the Baptist in our own spiritual walk? Are we living in a way that points others to Christ, acknowledging his supremacy in our lives? Two, how do we recognize and affirm the work of God in others? Are we able to celebrate God's work in others without envy or competition, acknowledging that we each have a unique role in God's plan? As we ponder these questions, let us seek to emulate John's example, living in a way that not only reflects our faith but also directs others to the ultimate source of truth and salvation. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the life and testimony of John the Baptist, we are reminded of the humility and certainty that marked his witness of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to embody these qualities in our own lives. May we be known as your children, living with integrity and faithfulness. Grant us the grace to recognize and celebrate your work in others, free from envy or rivalry. Help us to be true witnesses of your light in this world, pointing others to you through our words and deeds. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.